is our returning champion, Michael Bishalia from Plainsboro, New Jersey. Stand by to see Michael play for a pearl and diamond necklace valued at $6,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,928 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us, and let us welcome back our champion. This is Michael Bishalia. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. You've been doing very well, but I must say you have not bought any instant bargains. You've been wary.
I think there's some kind of magnet that's keeping my hand away from it, because there were some great prizes on the last show.
I know, and there's one you could have bought that you really would have liked on the last show. Well, you've picked up almost $500 in little things along the way off the Fame Game Board, but you haven't bought any of the instant bargains, and of course you've passed on a couple of major prizes, putting now $205 in your bank. So a win today. Just $55 more. That's all it would take. And you could have that necklace worth $6,000. The next thing up the line worth almost $10,000 is a grand piano. All set?
Absolutely.
All right, good luck, Michael. Fine player. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Oh, she wore blue velvet.
Blue velvet? It's red, Jim.
It's red.
There's a problem with colors.
The eyes are the second thing to go. Who did you bring us?
This lady blows the whistle on her kids from Anaheim, California. Say hello to Eileen Shank.
Hi there, Eileen.
And here's this woman, PhD at UCLA, originally from Detroit, Michigan. Help welcome Jim Shetler.
Hi there, Jim. Sense of smell was the first. Never mind. See you later. Jim, you are pursuing a PhD at UCLA in what?
Yes, Jim, I'm studying international relations, and someday I'd like to work in the State Department.
Oh, this sounds good. What, ultimately, you want to be Secretary of State or something like that?
Possibly.
Not bad.
Ambassador would be nice.
Good to have you here. Good luck with your ambitions. Good luck here. Eileen, you blow the whistle on your kids.
Yes, I'm a PE teacher and coach at an elementary school.
Oh, and you coach your own kids, too?
Yes.
Are your own kids hard to teach?
Oh, my personal kids?
Yeah.
My personal kids are a year and a half old twins.
Oh, you don't have that problem yet.
No, not yet.
Nice to have you here, Eileen, as well. Good luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20, and the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this question for $5. Name the film in which Steve Martin portrays a terminally stupid young man. Jim?
The Jerk.
Yeah, I like that, the terminally stupid. You're right, Jerk it is. Jim gets $5 for the correct answer, going to $25. It is the world's widest and second longest river. Michael.
The Amazon.
Amazon is right. Yes, indeed. Nicely done on the cuppy. Matter of fact, it is 6 miles wide at the mouth, and it is six miles wide at the mouth, and it's 90 miles wide. 90 miles wide in places. So you go to 25, tying Jim. In the Civil War, through what state did General Sherman make his devastating, Jim?
Georgia.
Yeah, the march to the sea through Georgia. Jim goes to 30 into the lead. According to the adage, what kind of animal can't change a spot? Michael.
A dog.
No. No. No, I don't want to see my little Lhasa Apso in the jungle. No, it's a leopard. Leopard, you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going back down to 20. Jim with a $10 lead. What was Franklin D. Roosevelt's middle name? Jim.
Delano.
Delano it is, and Jim beats Eileen to the buzzer, goes to 35. Yeah. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Jim, you've already got a $15 lead. You can buy this.
Jim, you just may go for this gift, hook, line, and sinker. I know Jim Perry can. This exquisite soup tureen, a unique and lovely Chinese work of art. Hand-painted porcelain in a double fish design. Compliments of Sale of the Century. And it's normally priced at $425. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5. Beautiful.
Jim, you could... You... You could... It's got a face at each end, Jim. Jim, boy, I mean, Jim, look, you could,
Can you describe it?
You want this, Jim?
It's really nice. It's unique.
Unique is a good
term.
It's
very unique.
Really nice. All right, if it's that nice, buy the darn thing for $5. Going once. Going twice.
Giant.
No sale. Thank goodness he's got taste. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. No, so Jim didn't want to buy. Hangs on to a $15 lead. Back with the... Oh, my goodness. In a hilarious scene from the film The Gold Rush, this comic genius cooked and ate... Michael.
Charlie Chaplin.
He ate his own shoe. Yes, indeed. Charles Chaplin it is. Michael gets back to 25. They served that very same shoe at the commissary for lunch today. It is the largest news gathering agency in the world, known by the initials, Michael?
TASS.
No. Oh, known by the initials AP, I was going to say. Right, Associated Press. Yes, it's got bureaus in over 50 countries. Michael, quick buzzer costs him five, back down to 20. In literature, name the sea captain obsessed with finding and killing the great whale, Jim.
Ahab.
Ahab and Moby Dick, of course, I was going to say. Jim beats Michael with the buzzer. And he's got a $20 lead over the champion. Well, the champion can do some catching up now with the fame game, as we are looking for a pick of the board, looking for a famous person. I was born in Ohio in 1940. At age 10, in my very first game of golf, I scored 51 for 9 holes. Michael.
Jack Nicklaus.
You are right with limited information, yes. Michael, you've got a pick of the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Let's try number 8.
And behind number 8, we have Goldsware. Oneida Silversmith's elegant gold-plated flatware, a 40-piece service for 8 in the Golden Country Lane pattern, plus the Royal Treasure Chest, furnished by Oneida Silversmith.
That is over $600 worth, as a matter of fact. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And, of course, in the first segment there, the champion is trailing. Did you happen to catch that for any golfers across the country? He got 51 for 9 holes. That means that he almost broke 100 at the age of 10, the very first time Jack Nicklaus ever played golf. That'll give most of us given up the game. We'll be right back. Well, the champion is a bit of a problem. He needs a win and $55 for that necklace, and right now he is trailing. It is Jim, who's already shown intelligence by not buying the soup tureen. He has a $20 lead. Jim's a 40, Eileen and Michael both a 20. What's the flavor of the soft drink invented by Charles Hyers? Michael?
Root beer.
In 1869, yeah, a man named Hyers invented root beer. And you go to 25 in second place. In the song, 76 of these instruments led the big parade. Michael?
Trombones.
Yeah, 76 trombones, 2 in a row for the champion. This word can mean a part of the nose, a popular card game, and a structure over a river. Jim.
Rich.
Rich is what they have in common. And Jim goes to 45. Beyond one end of the visible spectrum is something called UV light. Elaine.
Ultraviolet.
Eileen, I beg your pardon. What?
Ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. Yes, I'm sorry about that, Eileen. Got your name wrong, but you got the answer right. You go to 25. Jim, now, you have a $15 lead. This you'll like.
Jim, when it's time for a little romance, it's time for this elegant 18-karat gold bracelet. Simplicity is the word for this beautiful bangle bracelet with a lovely cable design. It's yours with a gift certificate furnished by Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous bracelet is normally priced at $750. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$9. $750 bracelet. Isn't that beautiful? That is so lovely. Now, have a girl in mind, maybe, Jim, who might like that?
My fiance would love that.
Your fiance.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Jim. What's her name, Jim?
Francie.
Francie.
Yes.
Francie would like that. Jim, you get the feeling I'm backing you into a corner here.
Sort of, yes.
Francie would like, well, I'll tell you what now. I will help you along. You have a $15 lead. If you buy the $750 bracelet for Francie, who would really love it, you would still have a $6 lead. And if you would be nice enough to do that for your fiancé, I'll make it an over $1,000 bargain by giving you $300 in cash for just $9. Going once, going twice, he's gonna buy. Francie will enjoy that. You'll enjoy the cash. Over a $1,000 bargain for just $9. And we knock that off your score. You've got a $6 lead. Look at the bright side also, Jim. If you had bought the soup tureen, you'd only have a $1 lead. From the Latin meaning to gnaw, this word is used for the order of mammals, which includes mice, beavers, and squirrels. Michael.
Rodents.
Yes, I think you just beat the buzzer on that. Rodent is exactly what it is, and Michael pulls it within $1 of Jim. He owned Transworld Airlines, discovered actress Jane Russell. Michael.
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes did all those, and Michael goes into the lead for the first time today. Which of our states are the resorts? Vero Beach, Cocoa Beach, Michael.
Florida.
Three in a row for Michael, and he goes to 45, just beating Jim in the buzzer. In 1984, he traveled 60,000 miles, said Mass in Swahili and Korean. Michael?
The Pope.
The Pope. Pope John Paul II it is. And Michael goes to $50. Yes. Name the man who served as George Washington's vice president. Michael.
John Adams.
John Adams is right. And what a segment for the champion. Yeah. Talking about John Adams and the job of the vice president, of the job, Adams said, it is the most insignificant office that ever the imagination of man contrived or invention of man contrived or his imagination conceived. Obviously, he never met a William Morris agent. We'll be right back. Well, that last segment was a good one for our champion, Michael, to show you, because he vaulted into the lead. Matter of fact, right now, he's got enough money for that necklace, but he's got to win. Michael at 55, Jim at 36, Eileen at 25, and somewhere on the board now, 5, 10, and a $15 money card. Back to the fame game, looking for a famous thing. I am a famous society, founded about 1688 in a coffee house. My original members were ship owners and wealthy merchants. Jim.
Lloyd's of London.
You are right, and this time, Jim, with limited information, gets that ticket aboard.
Lucky number 7.
And behind number 7, we have $15!
Lucky! Michael hit his hand to his head as Jim gets a $15 money card. We add that to his score. He's in the lead. No, not in the lead. Trailing by $4, but less than a question away from Michael with a great pick of the board. This for all three players. He was the only American president to receive a Pulitzer Prize. Michael.
Roosevelt.
No. For Profiles in Courage, John F. Kennedy. And Michael takes a backward step, and Jim now does have a lead by $1. A small surgical instrument with a very thin blade derives, Jim?
Scalpel.
It's named from the ancient word to cut. Scalpel is what it is in Jim the 56. What do the following people have in common? Cheryl Holdridge, Doreen Tracy, Cubby O'Brien, Bobby Burgess, Jim.
Mousketeers.
Might have gotten it with Annette Funicello. Yes, indeed, they are the Mousketeers. And the Mickey Mouse Club, Jim over the $60 mark. Jim, you've got an $11 lead. Jim, you like music?
I love music.
Well, look at this.
Jim, if you like drumsticks, you'll love this exciting set of drums. A classic drum set that combines big sound and reliable construction. Lightweight, and it's designed for easy handling. Furnished by House of Drums. This musical gift is normally priced at $1,350. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Do you play porcelain fish on the side? I mean, that was the worst drum playing. But Jim, you could play terrific with this. I mean, you would. Oh my goodness. It's $1,350, Jim. And it's drumsticks and everything. And it's sell it to you for $11. You'd be in a tie with Michael if you bought it.
Lessons?
Going once. I'll give you $200 for lessons. Going. You play drums.
No, I don't.
You don't play drums?
I'll $200 for lessons.
$200 for drums? He bought the drums.
I've always wanted to learn.
We knocked that off his score. He's in a tie with Michael. I can't understand how that man... He bought the drums. Michael and Jim both at $50. Eileen at $25. Back to business with this. From the Latin words for knee and bend, this word means to kneel, as when a Catholic enters.
Genuflect.
When he enters the church pew, genuflect it is, and Jim goes to 55 back into the lead. In area, it's the largest of the Scandinavian nations, Michael.
Sweden.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, and we get a tie. He wrote about his life as a riverboat pilot in the Michael?
Mark Twain.
Yeah, the life of the Mississippi. Gotta be Mark Twain, and Michael goes into the lead by 5. Well, Eileen, you are not out of it because there's a $25 money card up there on the board. Third and final crack of the fame game, looking for a famous person. I was probably born near Florence, Italy in 1452. I studied anatomy, astronomy, botany, and geology. Michael.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, and again with limited information. These players are so quick getting in there. Michael, you've got a big pick of the board with just a $5 lead.
Let's try number 9.
And behind number 9, we have $25!
Big money card. Where is the can out of curiosity? But Michael found the one he was looking for. We add $25 to his score. He's now got a $30 lead, and it's catch Michael time as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Michael at 85, Jim at 55, Eileen at 25. Good luck. We start the speed round now. On what continent is the nation of Liberia? Michael.
Africa.
Right. Rio, DeSoto, and Huffmobile are three types. Eileen.
Cars.
Right. In the Cole Porter song, what city do I love in the springtime, Eileen?
Chicago.
Wrong. Give me the first name of either one of the Flight Wright brothers. Michael.
Orville.
Right. In what American city are young women crowned Miss America? Michael.
Atlantic City.
Right. What is the passion of a bibliophile? Michael.
Books.
Right. To which season of the year does the word vernal refer? Michael.
Spring.
Right. Name the American state that lies just 50 miles from Russia. Michael.
Alaska.
Right. What European city is divided by a 26-mile-long wall? Eileen.
Berlin.
Right. Who wrote Don Quixote? Michael.
Cervantes.
Right. What Middle Eastern nation is ruled by King Hussein? Jim.
Jordan.
Right. Name the famous yard that serves as headquarters of London.
Scotland.
Right. In what southwestern state would you find Carlsbad Cavern? Jim.
Arizona.
Wrong. When tin and copper are alloyed together, they make... Time is up, but Michael with a big win. $120. Congratulations. Well done with a fine speed round for the champion. And we'll be back with the champion in a moment. Michael didn't get in time. He had to start the answer. Didn't get a chance to answer. I know he would have known. Copper and tin, they make bronze. And the southwestern state, Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico. New Mexico is where you find that. You gave me one of them. Both of the Wright brothers are, of course, Orville and Wilbur. And I love Paris in the springtime, according to Cole Porter. And we got to say goodbye to Jim and Eileen. Well, Jim, it turned out you did very well, because as he started to put it away there, you were very wise to do some of the buying you did. You've got a beautiful bracelet for your fiance. Good luck with your forthcoming marriage. You got the drum set. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with that. You've got a great sense of humor. $560 in cash. Not a bad one-day total. $2,660 in cash and prizes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Eileen didn't pick up anything along the way, but we have some nice parting gifts for you, and with the cash in front of you, our thanks. But again, it is Michael Bishelia who is going shopping. Come on, Michael. Join me up here. Great speed round to finish it up. Congratulations.
Love those drums.
No, it turned out to be a good buy because you really put it away. So everything he bought turned out to be very good for him. You're now up to $325. You have been looking at this. You're talking about he got something lovely for his fiance. How about this for your wife?
Stay neck and neck with elegance with this lovely necklace. Beautiful hand-carved coral surrounded by sparkling pave diamonds on a classic pearl choker. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This necklace, normally priced at $6,000, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, you have $325, so you easily have enough money to take that necklace and leave. I might add, while you were looking at that necklace, some of the people from Jim's apartment building were phoning and saying they're going to stone us for giving Jim the drums. But you, talking about musical instruments, could have a beauty. You are at $325, 15 more dollars, and another win. This one got a little close there for a while. Another win, and you could have this beautiful musical instrument.
Tune up your life with this beautiful Schaefer & Sons Artist Grand Piano. It can fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this ebony piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer & Sons. This musical gift, normally priced at $9,915, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
That's beautiful. You're just $15 away. Anybody play piano in the house?
Yeah, my wife does, and I'm starting to learn a little bit now.
Oh, it should be terrific. Well, that's something you might want to think about shooting for. How about this? You got $115 today on the next show. If you got just $5 more, you're $120 away from a great trip for the family. Jay?
Live it up down under on this great trip to Australia. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Sydney for a 26-day tour down under in the land of opals, the outback, cricket wickets, and the Great Barrier Reef. You'll drive on the left and learn Waltzing Matilda, too. This exciting vacation, normally priced at $12,086, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
It might be something worth shooting for. $750 will get you every prize we've got on the stage, Michael, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $70,000.
So, Michael, right now, you can take a beautiful necklace, a gorgeous necklace, and leave us, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again with 15 more dollars. That's all you'd need for that piano. We'll get your decision in a moment. Michael DeGioia, you have enough money for that beautiful necklace, or you can put your money in the bank and play on. The grand piano is next. What's it going to be?
Well, I'm sort of thinking about my wife here, and I don't know if she'd like the necklace or the piano better, but I'm going to take a chance and say that she wants the piano, so I'm going to try one more time.
You're going to come back. We'll put his money in the bank. Adding over $1,000, $71,000 in the cash jackpot. Two challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.